Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be sunny with a high near the mid-60s. Currently in Kenosha, 56 degrees, 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 57, 56 in Racine. State officials continue to negotiate a contract with Foxconn Technology Group, while Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Executive Mark Hogan declines to put a timeline on just when that deal might be completed. As you might remember, Governor Walker, when he signed the incentive bill at Sturtevant's IMET Center, suggested by the first week in October is when the company would announce a site for the LCD panel facility. WEDC still needs to negotiate the final contract, which Hogan has said would be including clawback provisions and job creation thresholds for capital investment tax credits. Meanwhile, Green Bay's Mayor Jim Schmidt working to lure Foxconn Technology Group and related businesses to his city in the hope of landing some of those tens of thousands of jobs the company has promised could be generated here in Wisconsin. Schmidt telling BizTimes he has met with state officials to tout the city and is planning to invite Foxconn representatives within the next month. Says Mayor Schmidt, "I just want to get the conversation going," while adding, "It's going to take a community effort to get them to put one of their locations here." A move to schedule all Mount Pleasant committee meetings to no earlier than 5 p.m. was defeated this week on a 3-3 tie vote at the village board meeting. Trustee John Hansen indicated he often can't miss work to attend daytime meetings and said the same is true of a lot of people. Trustee Sonny Haven pointed out many of the daytime meetings involve attorneys or other paid experts, and holding the meetings after business hours could get a little bit expensive.
The Plan Commission has legal people. They have staff, they got engineers. We have consultants that we pay by the hour, and they would be paying a time and a half for that kind of a service. And again, Plan Commission, Sewer Commission, Stormwater. We hardly ever have anybody come. If they do come, if they got an issue, or they'll call me up.
President Dave DeGroot noted that all the meetings that require public hearings and the village board meetings are all held in the evening. Haven wanted to lay over the proposal for more dialogue. That was rejected. The motion to hold all the meetings after 5 o'clock failed on a 3-3 vote. It's launching this weekend, Racine's new smartphone app called Passport Parking. It will enable shoppers and visitors to downtown, uptown, and West Racine to pay for their parking meter time and keep tabs on it without needing to return to their vehicle. The app is available for free from the iPhone App Store or from Google Play. It can be used with a credit card or preloaded card with funding, so you don't have to worry about fishing around for that spare change. Frequent parkers will also benefit by loading the digital wallet. That provides 15-cent savings on the convenience fee for each parking session. There's more information available at passportinc.com/consumers. To go along with that newly announced parking meter app, the Bell Urban System, rebranded as Ride, doing a special promotion the second week in October. City Transit and Parking System Manager Mike Meyerly noted during a recent meeting of the Transit and Parking Commission, a lot of people are excited about this. It can hopefully translate into more ridership. The morning of October 9th, he says, there will be a short little ceremony about it at the Transit Center.
So all the riders would get off at the Transit Center. We'll have a little event there, maybe have some media there. We'll also have a couple of supervisor vans there to take people to work so they don't have to worry about missing their last bus back to City Hall or something, you know, if they want to hang out for a while.
Some of the latest bus system promotional materials were visible, by the way, at the recent party on the pavement, and you're going to be seeing and hearing more about riding the bus in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin residents ought to be prepared to maybe pay a little bit higher entrance fee at the Milwaukee County Zoo next year. That's if the budget proposed by County Executive Chris Abley is passed as is. Zoo admissions would go up for the first time in 6 years by $1.25. Abley's budget plan also doubles the current wheel tax to $60, but it keeps property taxes relatively unchanged. A 1% raise for county employees is also being proposed. And the Racine Unified School District's third Friday enrollment count documented 18,853 students. It's a number that could be revised yet in a report going to the Department of Public Instruction when it comes to considering state aid and other revenue help. During this week's Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Lolly Haas noted that the almost 300-student decline was actually predicted by Budget Director Mark Duff, while the last few years it has been a consistent decline of about 5 to 6%.
Our open enrollment, this is good news for us. We have decreased the number of students in the district who are open enrolled out to another district. So that has been a really good sign. We've gone from 1,200 to 40 to 1280 to 1320 last year, and we're back basically to where we were 2 years ago.
Dr. Hawes said that the 3.1% decline in open enrollment students going elsewhere is good news, but the state budget has a higher OE dollar figure, and that will negatively impact the district. A federal lawsuit's been filed on behalf of the family of Kenosha's Aaron Seiler, who was shot and killed 2 years ago by police officer Pablo Torres, a shooting ruled justified by former Kenosha County DA Bob Zaff, whose own credibility has been called into question lately in reference to a former officer and the planting of evidence in an unrelated homicide case. The lawsuit, among other things, claims that Torres failed to follow proper procedure and that the police department is negligent due to substandard hiring and training practices. In addition, that 68-page document alleges that Officer Torres was fired from the Winthrop Harbor Police Force because he was, quoting, too quick to draw his gun. The 26-year-old Seiler, wanted for a probation violation, pursued on foot by Torres after a vehicle chase and then cornered in an auto body shop. The suit pointing out that at one point, Seiler told Torres to shoot him, Torres believing Seiler was holding a pipe at the time. His Facebook posting about killing NFL players who took a knee during the national anthem drew all kinds of strong reaction, including from his co-workers and co-owners at the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant. They distanced themselves and the business from John Valco, and now Valco is distancing himself from the business while also apologizing. Says it was not a racial issue, and he accepts the responsibility for the comments he made and that the community in general condemned. He's apologizing to anyone offended by his words, including his partners, the restaurant staff, his family and friends. Valco also indicating he'll be seeking therapy help. Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, they all have public libraries, and they are gathering points for a community. That can perhaps play a role in the healing divisions within the country. Kenosha's director of the libraries is Barbara Bratton. She tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio about steering the city's four library sites in a slightly different direction.
The library can be such a wonderful catalyst for getting people back together face-to-face and talking through their differences. I really love that role, and we're going to invest in that role going forward.
Like the Racine Public Library's efforts lately in discussing racism, Bratton says they might bring in guest speakers on timely topics. City of Racine restarted the process to update the chronic nuisance ordinance after a council decision from a few years back, initially used in the Riverside Inn case, was found to have had a sunset provision. And with the new effort is the proposed creation of a due process board that would hear appeals on those declarations, eventually also handling appeals on liquor licenses. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee heard from Assistant City Attorney New Tran, saying the police chief would still declare a nuisance property. The owner would have 10 days to contest it, then a due process board hearing. She pointed out that the ordinance and the creation of the board are tied together.
Obviously, we'd like to move this through as soon as possible so that it goes into effect at the same time as the chronic nuisance ordinance. If you see anything that needs to be changed, then I can make those changes prior to the next meeting.
Both the revised nuisance property ordinance and creating that due process board were deferred by the committee until that next meeting, so they can both be referred together to the Common Council. And all summer long, raffle tickets were being sold for a 2017 Scout 60 motorcycle to benefit the Downtown Racine Corporation and donated in a partnership by Picaro Indian Motorcycle of Racine and the Racine law firm of Gendlin, Liverman, and Reimer. And the winner has been announced. With over 3,000 tickets sold, a lot of them at Party on the Pavement, Cheryl McDonald of Racine picked this week 100% of the raffle proceeds, over $17,000, to benefit the Downtown Racine Corporation's efforts at creating a vibrant, thriving downtown. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.